Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Dalet. We are at the beginning of a new perek. Feels like we just said that. The sixth perek of Masechtas Yevamos, a classic Ben Benoishal classic perek. Perek Habal Yevimtoi. Today's daf is being learned as Oschus Refuah Shalema for Avadi Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Feger Rachel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Baruch Ben Rachel, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Leia Gittel Bas Devora, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Shlomo, Ben Yibadol Lechaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So Perek Habal Yevimtoi is, of course, going to be me'inyan le'inyan ba'oisoy inyan, the topic of the entire Masechta, which is Masechtas Yevamos, stating that in many ways, Perek Haba Yevimtoi is not just the beginning of a new Perek, but really it's the beginning of the second half of Masechtas Yevamos. So whereas the first half of the Masechta dealt very much with the X's and O's of Yevamos from the standpoint of Nesra and Afila Leyibum and Arba Achin and Maimer and Chalitza Psula. The second part of the Masechta, of course, is going to discuss the backdrop of Yibum, but at the same time, discuss more Shas ideas that relate to the mitzvah of Yibum. The second half of the Masechta is definitely easier, for lack of a finer word, than the first half of the Masechta. And without any further introduction, we begin the Halakha Mishnah. Habal Yevimtoi, a Yavam that was Baal Yevimtoi. So of course, Perek Habal Yevimtoi begins the way every Perek in Masechta Yevamos begins. Shimon and Levi are Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies, leaves over no children, and a wife. Reuven's wife falls liyibum to Shimon. Shimon now has a mitzvah to do either yibum or chalitza. So in the event that Shimon did yibum, however, the way he did the yibum, the way he was ba al eshes Reuven was b'shoykeg. So Rashi says, what does shoykeg mean? Kasavar shehi ishtoi o isha acheres. He didn't realize that he was being ba al yevimtoi. Either he thought that she was his wife, or he thought that she was an isha acheres. But the point is, it was b'shoigeg in the sense that he didn't realize that he was being ba on Yevimtoi. He knows that he's being ba, but he just doesn't realize it's Yevimtoi. Bein b'meizid. What does that mean? Rashi says, l'shem znos. His kavana was not l'shem mitzvah, but rather his kavana was l'shem znos. Bein b'oynes. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. Bein b'rotzen. Or if he did it the way he's supposed to do it, says the Mishnah, afilu hu shoygeg v'mezida. Even if he did it as a shoygeg, meaning he didn't know that he was being ba al Yevimtoi. V'hi mezida. She knew that she was being ba on the Yavam. However, she had a mind l'shem znos. Who mezid? He had a mind l'shem znos. V'hi shagega. She didn't realize who she was being nivala to. Who anus? He was an anus. V'hi loy anusa. She was not an anusa. He anusa. She was an anusa. V'hu loy anus. He was not an anus. Says the Mishnah. Echad amar. It doesn't matter if the bia was not completed, but rather all he did was a tchilas bia. The Gemara in the coming daf will explain more specifically what hara is. V'echad agoymer. Or if he was goymer the bia, what's talach in all the aforementioned cases? Kana. He's going to be Kaina. And the Mishnah says, V'leichilek bein bia labia. Not just that, it doesn't matter if the bia was a bia kedarka, or if the bia was a bia shalei kedarka. In all these cases, the halacha is, Habal Yevimtoi is going to be Kana. So the first part of the Mishnah says a very, very important halacha in terms of Yibum, and that is, it doesn't matter how the bia happened. As long as there was a bia, bein Yavam, v'yavama, that in and of itself is going to be enough for the Yibum to be chal. It doesn't matter if it was b'shoigig, b'mezid, b'oynes, b'ratzen. It doesn't matter if he was the one that was b'shoigig, she was the one that was shagiges, he was a shoigig, she was a mezid. It doesn't matter if there was a tchilas bia, if there was a gemar bia. It doesn't matter if it was a bia kedarka, if it was a bia shaloi kedarka. In all these cases, it says the Mishnah of the Halacha is going to be kana. Tzok the Mishnah, me'inyan le'inyan, v'chein haba lachs min kol arayah shebetoiro. The same would be true if someone would be ba on one of the arayah shebetoiro. So any one of the arayahs that are mentioned in Parshas Achrimos and Parshas Kedoshim. Of course, those are bias that are aser, oi psulois, or if there would be some other type of biasis or kigoyin, amanu l'kayin gadol. Kayin gadol is not allowed to marry an amanu. Grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyet. Kayin hedyet is not allowed to marry a grusha midai raiso. It's not allowed to marry a chalutza midai rabbonon. Mamzeres v'nesina li Yisrael. Yisrael is not allowed to marry a mamzeres midai raiso, a nesina midrabanon. Bas Yisrael a mamzer ulenosin. A bas Yisrael is not allowed to marry a mamzer. Again, midairaisa. A nosin midrabanon. In all these cases, the halach is pasla. In the event that the bia happened where it was only a tchilas bia, but it wasn't a gemar bia, or it was a bia shaloi kedarka, it wasn't a bia kedarka, pasla, all these bias are going to be effective bias to create whatever psul that a bias psul would ordinarily create. And the Mishnah says, again, there's no chilek between bia and bia. Again, it doesn't matter if it's a tchilas bia, gemar bia, it doesn't matter if it's a bia kedarka, bia shaloi kedarka, just like when it comes to the mitzvahs bia, yivama yavayala, loy chilek ben bia labia, so too when it comes to bia yisasurais, it's the same halacha, loy chilek ben bia labia. So today's daf is going to focus on the first part of the Mishnah. So what was the first part of the Mishnah? Habal yevimtoi, ben b'shoigik, ben b'mezid, ben b'oynes, ben b'rotzen. And again, let's just define these terms because we're going to talk a lot about them. B'shoigik means where the Yavam knows he's doing bia, but at the same time doesn't realize it's with the Yavam. Turns out it was with the Yavam. So based on that, he fulfilled the mitzvah in the Torah of Yavam HaYavayaleh. But he did it b'shoigik. What was the shkaga? Zakrashi, either he thought she was his wife or he thought that she was an isha acheres. Mezen means his kavana was l'shem's nus v'loy l'shon mitzvah. What does ba'oynes mean? The Gemara will explain. And beratzen means it was done properly. Says the Mishnah in all of those cases, kana. And the Mishnah continued. It doesn't matter if he was a shaygig, she was a mezen. He was a mezen, she was a shaygig. He was an oynes, she was not an anusa. She was an anusa, he wasn't an oynes. In all these cases, the halacha is kana. Meaning, haba yevimtoi ben b'shaygig, ben b'mezen, ben ba'oynes, ben beratzen is true. Sai mitzad yavon. It's also true mitzad yavama. And it doesn't matter what situation he was in versus she was in. As long as there was a bia between Yavam and Yavama, the halach is, that in of itself is going to be enough. So the Gemara says, my afilu, when the Mishnah says that afilu hu shoygig v'hi mezida, hu mezid v'hi shogeges, what's the afilu? It sounds like it's a bigger chiddush. Why is it a bigger chiddush? So the Gemara says, pashut loy mi baya kamar. What the Mishnah means to say is as follows, loy mi baya hu shoygig v'hi kamachavnu v'mitzvah, that's pashut. That once I tell you, abal yevimtoi b'shoygig is kano, so I would know that if he was a shoygig, but she did a mitzvah. Inami who mazed v'kam mechavim l'mitzvah, or he was amazed and she was mechavim l'shem mitzvah. Over there, it's going to work. But what if they both did it wrong? What would be the halach over there? That's what the Mishnah is saying. Del afilo who shoygig v'him mazida, or in the reverse, he was the mazed and she was the shoygeges. The travayu l'kam mechavim l'shem mitzvah, where they both didn't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. Afilo hachikano, still it's going to be kind. Tana Rabchi on that note, Rabchi taught in a brisa afilo shneim shoygigim. Even if they were both shoygig, shneim mazidim, they were both mazed. Shneim anusim, they were both anusim. The halach is also going to be kind. What's Rabchi being moisif in the brisa? Because the Mishnah mentioned that you're kana even if they both didn't have the proper kavana. But the case of the Mishnah was where he was amazed, she was a shaygig, he was an oynes, she wasn't an oynes. What if they were both the same thing? What if they were both shaygigin? They were both mezidim, they were both anusim. Even there, Rabbi Chiya said, the halacha is that it's going to be kana. Zok the Gemara. Anus the masnis and hechidon. So the Mishnah mentioned abal yevimtoi bein b'shaygig bein b'mezid, bein ba'oynes bein b'ratzen. So we define shaygig, we define mezid. We know what rotzen means. The question is, what is oynes? So oynes de masnisen, the oynes of our Mishnah, hey chidami, what exactly is the case? And the Gemara is going to mention a whole bunch of different suggestions until we're going to get to the final answer. Maybe Pshadis Pashit. It's talking about where this person was mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum, but he did it at gunpoint. Meaning, Oivdei Kechavim came and they forced this man to do the mitzvah of Yibum. He didn't want to do Yibum. He wanted to do Chalitza. He didn't want to do anything. But at the same time, Oivdei Kechavim came and they forced him, for whatever reason, to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yibam. Being that he did it not out of his own volition, he was forced into it. So as a result, that would be L'chura, a very good definition to what the Mishnah means when it says, Abba Yevimtoi Ba'oynes, the halach is, he's going to be kind. But the Gemara says it can't be. Why? Because Ba'amar Rava, Rava said, Ein Oynes Le'erva, that if somebody does Gili Arayis, he's born an erva ba'oynis. He doesn't have the ptur of oynis, and the reason is l'fisha ein kishui el ladas. Because in order for there to be a gili arayis, in order for there to be a bia, there would have to be a kishui aver. And we have a klal ein kishui el ladas. So even though it may seem as if it was done ba'oynis, but ultimately there's a certain element of rotzin that's involved in every single bia. So if that's the case, it would not be considered ba'oynis. So the Gemara says el biyash. Maybe the case is talking about where the person was bal yevimtoi. However, he was sleeping when it happened. Rashi says, "Sheneskashe kishu yashin." The kishu erva happened while he was sleeping, and maybe that's the example of oynus. Now you can't tell me there ain't kishu elo ladas because he was sleeping. But the Gemara says, "V'amar Rav Yehuda." Rav Yehuda said, "Yashin loy kana b'yaventai." That in that case, he's actually not going to be koina. Meaning, enochanami, that would be a good example of oinus. But at the same time, he's actually not koina. Why not? In all these situations, the halach is that you're koina. So how come over here would he not be koina? So Rashi says, top Rashi, the yoshan lav bardas v'lehavik kinyon kinyon. The reason is, because when someone's sleeping, it's not just that the maisa that he does is being done shaloi b'das. The gavra alein is considered a lav bardas. Someone that's sleeping is considered to be a lav bardas. So zok the gemara that it can't be that the case of the Mishnah is talking about where he was sleeping, because if he was sleeping, he wouldn't be koina. And the Mishnah is talking about a case of oinus where he is koina ela b'niska. So the Gemara says maybe the case of Abba Yevimtei b'oinus, that's koina, is talking about where he was niska. So again, what does Rashi say? She'niskasha le'ishtoi. It's talking about where a person had kishui aver, but the kishui was done le'ishtoi. V'nofel minagag, and then he fell off a roof. V'niska b'yevimtei, and he landed on the Yevama, and b'shas maisa, when he was niska, he actually did a maisa b'ya. So it turns out the maisa b'ya happened b'oinus. He was niskasha le'ishtoi, but at the same time, he ended up doing a ma'isabiyah. Maybe that's what the case is. But the Gemara says that's also not true, because Vama Rabba said, Nafal menagag v'niska, if this would happen, this exact story, chayev arba dvarim, so he would be chayev to pay the woman that he fell on, arba dvarim, the Gemara will explain what those four things are, ubi yevimta laikana. And if a person would fall on his yevama in such an oifen, he would not be koina. So again, it's a good example of abba yevimta ba'oinis. The problem is that Allah is not true. The Mishnah says abba yevimta ba'oinis is koina, and in this case, that person actually would not be koina. Ella the Gemara says, I'll tell you the case. Again, it's talking about a person that was in the skasha l'ishtoi, v'takfisa yevimtoi, and then his yevama came, and she grabbed his wife, ubaaleh, and then she forced herself upon the yavam. So it comes out that this person ended up doing the bia ba'oinis. Now you're going to tell me, ain't kishu el ladas? No, he was neskasha l'ishtoi. So he was neskasha l'ishtoi. He ended up being forced into doing the bia with the yavama, and that's the case of abba yevimte ba'oinis, where the halacha is going to be going. But the Gemara says, shnei manusin debei rabchia hechidam. Rabchia was moisef in his braisa that the halacha would be true, abba yevimtei is koina, even if they were both anusim. He was an oinus, and she was an anusa. Now, in this case, he's the oinus. She's not an anusa. To the contrary, she's the one that's forcing it. She's very much doing this beratzen. So what would be that? Hechetemsa? So the Gemara says it's the same example. We just have to tweak it a little bit. It's talking about when he was neschaven lishtoi. And again, why is that so important? So that you don't have the problem of ain kishu el ladas. The kishu was done ladas, of course, but it was done ladas ishtoi. And then the takfu ovdei kechavim came and forced him and her, the davkum zebazem, put them together, ubalel, and then the bia happened, ain kishu el ladas, being that he was neskasha l'ishtoi, it's not going to be an issue. Ultimately, he was forced into the bia, she was forced into the bia. That would be the example of Haba Yevimtoi, where it's Shnei Manusim. So the bottom line is, we now know the taich of the first two lines of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Haba Yevimtoi, Bein B'Shoigig, that means that he knows what he's doing, but at the same time, either he thinks that the Yevam is his wife, or an Isha Acheres, Bein B'Mezid, again, he knows what he's doing. He's doing it L'Shem Znus, however, V'Loi L'Shom Mitzvah, Bein B'Oynes. What does that mean? It means where he was Neskasha L'Ishtoi, but at the same time, he was forced into the bia, physically forced into the bia, bein beratzen, and halach in all these cases is he going to be koinus? Look at the Gemara, not immediately. How do you know that abba yevimta bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, bein b'oinus, bein beratzen is going to be koinus? The Tana Rabbanon, we learned in the following braisa. It says in the Torah, yevama yavayolah, mitzvah. And we learn from here that there's a mitzvah to do yibum. And mitzvah means, not just there's a mitzvah, Rashi, kaloymar, bebiya yoysemi b'chalitza. You see from here that Yibum's a mitzvah, but also it's the preferred mitzvah. So every Yavam has two choices. He could do either Yibum or Chalitza. Mitzvah's Yibum's Kaidemes. So the preferred option is to do the Yibum. Davaracha, Yavam, Yavah, Yaleh. We learn something else from there. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, bein b'oynes, bein b'ratzen. So it seemed that the time of the Braisa held that the words Yavam, Yavah, Yaleh are extra. They're extra. This is the Iker mitzvah in the Torah that tells me Yibum. true, but at the same time, as you go through the psukim, there are other psukim that seem to mention the same thing. It says v'yivma, and then it says in lo yachboitz lo kachas. So you see already in the hemshich of the psukim that there's a mitzvah b'yibum. So really, yivama yavayaleh, ironically, ends up being extra. So what does it teach me? It teaches me that it doesn't matter how the bia happened, whether it happened b'shoigig, it happened b'meisnit, it happened b'oynis, it happened b'rotzen, in all these different cases, the halacha is going to be koina. Frek the Gemara, that how could you, in the same b'raisa, learn two things from Yevamo Yavoy Oleh. The price of again Yevamo Yavoy Oleh a mitzvah. Davaracha, another pshat, Bein b'shnoigig, Bein b'meizah, Bein b'oynes, Bein b'rotzen. Says the Gemara, how could you learn Bein b'shnoigig, Bein b'meizah, Bein b'oynes, Bein b'rotzen? Don't you need it for mitzvah? Which is the first pshat of the price. But says the Gemara, Ba fikte la mitzvah, then we use it already to teach me mitzvah. So the Gemara says, the mitzvah, mi ve'im la yachboitz ha'ish nafka. The Tana that learns from Yevam Yavo Yalel, Bein Meshoyg, Bein Bezah, Bein Ba'inz, Bein Beratzen, he's going to say that, now you know Yibum's a mitzvah. Again, Yibum is a mitzvah that's koidemes l'chalitza. Now you know it's the preferred mitzvah, because when the Torah mentions chalitza, what does the Torah say? If the Yavam doesn't want to do Yibum, the im lo yachboitz, then you should do chalitza. Oh, so it's pretty clear. Ha-chafetz yabim. That if you wanted to do yibum, then really what he should do is he should do yibum. That's the case. So I don't need yivam yabay yaleh to tell me that mitzvah yibum is kaidemis. So what's then the pasuk coming to teach me? Bein b'shoigi, bein b'meizid, bein b'oindis, bein b'ratzin. So what's the makar to the halacha of abba yivim to bein b'shoigi, bein b'meizid, bein b'oindis, bein b'ratzin? It's kaina. It's learned out from yivam yabay yaleh, which ironically is an extra pasuk, and it comes to teach me this halacha. Tanya idach, another price that discusses this. Yivam yabay yaleh, kidarka. So from Yevam Yavo Yaleh, I know that Bia Kedarka is Koina. Ulekocha, when it says Ulekocha Leilishna, that's a Riboy, it teaches me with Shaloi Kedarka, that even a Bia Shaloi Kedarka is going to be Koina. It says then V'yibma, and we learn from Bia, Bia Goy Meresba, V'in Kesev V'shtar, Goy Rimba. V'yibma teaches me the only way for the Yibum to take place is through Yevam Yavo Yaleh. But Kesev and Shtar, even though ordinarily Isha Niknes, but Kesev Shtar Abia, Kesev Shtar is not going to be Goymer. Now it does something, does Maimer, Machloikis B'shamim, B'sil, Reb Shimon, right? All different sheetahs and what Maimer is. But Goymer for sure not. V'yibma, it says V'yibma with a mapike. So what does the hay teach me? Balkarcha. It teaches me that even if it happens, Balkarcha, so if the Yavam forces the Yavama into the Yibum, the halach is, it's going to be kind of, which is a chiddush, because Kiddush and Nisuin can't happen Balkarcha, right? They both have to be in agreement in order for the Kenyan to be chal, just like any Kenyan, right? The buyer, the seller, the man, the woman, they all have to be interested, otherwise it's not going to happen. But when it comes to Yibum, it doesn't matter. V'yibma is balkarcha. Davaracha nachabshat, yivama yavayaleh, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, bein b'oynes, bein b'ratz. Meaning another pshat of what we learn now from yivama yavayaleh is not be a kedarkus kaino, but it teaches me that even if it's b'shoigig, b'oynes, b'mezid, b'ratz, faith the Gemara, b'afik te l'kedarka, didn't we just use yivama yavayaleh to teach me be a kedarkus? The Gemara says, yeah, ahum l'hakim l'achav shem nafcha. This davaracha is going to learn that be a kedarka we learn from the pasuk that says l'hakim l'achav shem. How do you see it there? Because we learn that what's the whole tachlis of Yibum? The tachlis of Yibum is to have a child, right? That is the tachlis, and that child is going to be a reincarnation of the Achames. So if the tachlis of the Yibum is l'hakim l'achiv shem, obviously the ikur bi of Yibum has to be a bi kedarka, because a bi shalei kedarka is not going to result in a child. So the makam should make him shame. We learn from there that the makam should make him shame. That, of course, is the ikur mitzvah. And if that's the case, v'chiyasa kra. So what's Yavama Yavaleh coming to teach me? Bein b'shoigig, bein b'meisid, bein b'oynis, bein b'ratzen. So really, the two braises ended up in the same place. And that is that the makar to the first halach of the Mishnah of bein b'shoigig, bein b'meisid, bein b'oynis, bein b'ratzen is from the pasuk. Yevama Yavayaleh. Don't I need Yevama Yavayaleh to teach me that mitzvah Yibum is kaidemes? I learned that from Layachbois. And the second braise, don't I need Yevama Yavayaleh to teach me be a kedarka? No, I learned that from Lahakim Lahakim Shem. Goof, more. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Yashin Loikana Yavim. So even though we said that Abba Yavim Toy Beshoigi Bimezah Bainis Baratzin, you're going to be kaino. But if somebody's sleeping, that was Rabbi Yehuda, the Amir statement, he said, is not going to work. And Rashi said, Alum, this, the Yashin La Bardasu. Because when someone's sleeping, it's not just that right now he's not having das to do what he's doing. That's not a problem. The problem is that he's not bechetza bardas. Zok the Gemara, the Omar, Kra, how do you know this? Rabbi Yehuda Adam Makar. Because it says Yevama Yava Yoleh, and we learn from there, Adam Mechavim Lo L'Shem Bia. From Yevama Yava Yoleh, we learn that on some level you do have to have Kavan. So as much as we said Yevama Yava Yoleh teaches me Bein B'Shoigik, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Oinis, Bein B'Ratzin, but at the same time, some level of Kavan, that Pasuk also teaches me you have to have, and that is coming to exclude somebody that's looking faith Gemara, it's natural. So you're telling me, Rabbi Yehuda said, that a Yashan is like Kanabi Vinter, Vitan Gulun to the Bryce, Bein Air. Bein Yoshin, doesn't matter if he's awake, doesn't matter if he's sleeping. That lachas he's going to be koino. So the Mishnah didn't say this, but the Braisa said this. So how could Rabbi Yehuda and Amoira argue with the Braisa? So the Gemara says, Eima, you have to tweak the language of the Braisa. Not Bein Er, Bein Yoshin, which would imply even if the Yavam is sleeping, but rather Eima, Bein Eira, Bein Yeshena. Even if the Yavama is sleeping. So if the Yavama is sleeping, that's fine. But if he's sleeping, that's not going to be okay. Fake the Gemara, I hear. But for a time, we have another Braisa that says, Bein Er, who? Bein Yoshan who? Bein Erohi, Bein Yishenehi. So this Bryce is very, very clear. And it says, doesn't matter if he's sleeping or she's sleeping. Either way, the halacha is, you're going to be koino. So again, how does the Shem with Rabbi Yehuda? Smok the Gemara, halacha with my askino. And you have to say that that Bryce that says that even if he's sleeping, he could be koino, it's talking about b'misnamne, where he wasn't really sleeping, but he was drimling, right? He was falling asleep. Hechidami misnamne. What exactly is misnamne? This is a Gemara in many places in Shas. Omer Ravashi, Ravashi said, nim v'loy nim, tir v'loy tir. He's sleeping, but he's not sleeping. He's awake, but he's not awake. Going, for example, the Kari Levani, if somebody would call him, he would wake up, right? If somebody's like in a deep sleep, you call his name, unless you yell it, he's probably not going to wake up. But this person, if you would call him, yeah, he'd answer. But if you ask him to say a svara, to say a lumdis, he's definitely in a compromised position right now. See, he's not going to be able to tell you anything too intelligent. But if you remind him of something, mitkar, he's going to remember. But the bottom line is, this person who's in this semi-comatose state, he's a misnamne, and a misnamne is not someone that's actually sleeping. So Rabbi Yehuda Damayir, that said Yashin Leikon of Yevimta, he's talking about somebody that's really schluffing. When the Braisa says that Bein U, Bein Hu, Bein He, Bein Er, Bein Eira, right, that even if he's sleeping, the halacha is, he's going to be kind. It's talking about that he wasn't really sleeping, it's talking about that he was misnamne, Gufa. Again, going back to one of the things that we mentioned earlier in this discussion. I'm a rabbi said, Nafam and Agag. If somebody fell off a roof, Viniska, and then he fell on a woman, and he was actually bought on the woman in that context. So we said that Chayiv Bar Bodvar, he's going to be Chayiv to pay four payments, Ubi Yavimtoi Loikana. And if she was his Yavam, and he had a mitzvah of Yibum, that loch is, he wouldn't be Koina. And even though Abal Yavimtoi Ba'oinis is Koina, in this case, he's not going to be Koina. Okay, so what are the four things he's Chayiv in? He's Chayiv B'Nezek, B'Tzar, B'Sheves, B'Ripoy. These are four out of the five things that every chayvah b'chaver is chayev, right? A chayvah b'chaver is chayev b'chamish nedvarim, b'nezek, b'tzar, b'sheves, ripui, and what's the fifth one? Boishas. This person's going to be chayev b'nezek, tzar, sheves, ripui, meaning, assuming he was chayvah her, so he's going to be chayev d'mei chavolo, the only one he's not going to be chayev is boishas, and the Gemara makes the diak. Avo boishas loy, right? Chayev arba dvarim, every chayvah is chayev and chamish nedvarim. Elamai, you're telling me that one of the five things you're not going to be chayev for, which one boishas? Why not? The amamar, ein chayev ala boishas, you're not chayev for boishas, anche yischavin, unless you have kavana. I mean that this person was Nafam and Agag Beniska. See, he clearly did not have Kavano, and because he didn't have Kavano, so Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, and Sheves, he'll be Chayef for anyways. Boishes, not. Now, why is he Chayef in Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, and Sheves if he had no Kavano? So this is based on Bava Kama 101, Adam Mu'ad La'ilam. So we know that an Adam Amazik is always considered a Mu'ad, and he's Chayef, mamish, like the Lashon of our Mishnah, Bein Oynis, Bein Mezid, Bein Shoigig, Bein Ratzin, right? The same Lashon you have Abba Yevimta, you have by an Adam Amu'ad. Adam Amu'ad is always Chayef, and that's why the Adam Amazik is going to be Chayef for the Arba Dvarim. There's a special Chiddush in Boisha. Boisha is in a Chayef, Atshe Yischavin, and that's why it'd be Chayef for Arba Dvarim. Amar Rava, Rava said, Nischavin Latiach B'Koysel. What happens if a person had Kavana to be Moitzi Zera, to be Ba, but on a Koysel? V'hitiach B'Yavimtoi, and he ended up being Ba Yavimtoi. So the Allah is like Kana, he's not going to be Koina. Latiach B'Behema, if he had a mind to be Ba on a Behema, V'hitiach B'Yavam, and he was Ba on a Yavama, Kana, then he is going to be Koina. What's the difference? The difference is if someone had Kavana Latiach B'Koiso, so he didn't have Kavana to do a Bia. He had Kavana to be Moitzi Zera, but not to do a Bia. If he had Kavana to be born a Behema, that's considered Kavana to do a Bia, even though it's a Behema. And as long as he has Kavana to do a Bia, that's going to be enough for us to have the halacha of Abba Yevimtai Ba'oines, that the halacha is you're going to be koines. So moving along. The first part of the Mishnah discussed Abba Yevimtai Bein Mishoigig, Bein Bemezid, Bein Ba'oines, Bein Beratzen. Doesn't matter if he's a Shoigig, she's a Mezida, he's a Mezid, she's a Shoigeges. He's an Oines, she's not an Anusa. She's an Anusa, he's not an Oines. Rav Chiya said in the Braisa, even if they're both Shoigigin, they're both Mezidin, they're both Oines, all the different cases, the halacha is you're going to be koines. What was the next part of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, Echad Hama'ore, the Echad HaGoyim. It doesn't matter if the beer was a Tchilas beer or a Seif beer. Additionally, it doesn't matter if it was a beer Kedarka or if it was a beer Shaloi Kedarka. In all these cases, the halacha is going to be Koyim. The truth is, if you think about it for a second, it's a Chiddush. Second part of the Mishnah. Why? Because what's the Tachlis of Yibum? The Tachlis of Yibum is, the Gemara quoted the Psukim, the Pasuk in today's daf, Lahakim La'achiv Shem B'Yisrael. Right, that's what the whole tachlis of the mitzvah is. So if the tachlis of the mitzvah is to have a child, so you would think, number one, there has to be a proper bia. And number two, it has to be a bia kedarka. Yet the Mishnah says it's not true. Even if he was ma'ara, he did hara ba'alma. And again, we'll see in the coming daf what exactly hara is. But it's a tchilas bia at best. So even if all there was a hara ba'alma, still that's going to be a kiyum of yivama yavayaleh, and the mitzvah of yibum will have been accomplished. Additionally, even if it's a bia shalei kedarka, which obviously won't result in a child being born, doesn't matter, at the end of the day it was a bia. So the tachlis of the yibum is lahakim la'achiv shein, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the mitzvah's yibum has to be a beer that's going to result in lahakim la'achiv shein. It's an interesting dichotomy, something that we spoke about in some of the raid earlier in the Masechta, but it plays itself out very, very clearly here in our halacha. Because you see from the Mishnah that even though the purpose of the beer is to have a child, but at the same time, if the Yavam does a beer, even if it's not a sug beer, that can result in fathering a child. As long as it's a technical beer, that would be enough in order for it to be koina. But the Mishnah said that if someone is ma'ara, the halach is, if it was hara ba'alma, the kinyan is going to be cha'omar ula ula seminai la rama na'atayr. How do you know that hara is considered a bia? Meaning, what's the makar in the Torah to the concept that hara is considered a bia? Shanem ma'aras ula said, it's learned that from the following pasuk. It says, v'isha she'yishka v'isha dava. If someone is going to be ba on a nida, v'gila as ervasa, as makaira he'era, that's the key word. So the prosuk says, if someone's born in Nido, the halach is he's chayv karas. Now, is he chayv karas? She's also chayv karas. But the prosuk clearly says, es mekayra he'era. He'era is miloshen hara, hara is tchilas bia, and mikan said ulo lahara min atayra. This is the makar in atayra, that something called hara. So the Gemara says, ashkechon Nido, so you have the makar, that hara is considered a bia for nida. Shara rayas minayin. How do you know shara rayas? Now, why are we talking about hara regarding shara rayas? Because really, there was a sefer to the Mishnah as well. The Reish of the Mishnah said that hara by yibum is considered a maisa bia. Then the sefer of the Mishnah said v'chein habal achas mikola rayas shebetayra. That loch is the same thing. That loichilek ben bia labia. That hara and bia shloikedarga are going to be considered bias as well. So you see from here that bia is psulois, such as bia zarayos, are going to be considered bias, even if all it was hara ba'alma. So the Gemara's kash is, I have a makar by nida, but how do I know shara arayos? So more sabchite minel from nida, you'll tell me, learn the other arayos from nida, right? Makes sense that nida's an erva, and nida, you see, hara is considered a bia. So for all the other arayos, heishasach, achoisisha, bita, chamoisa, right? The churit should be the same thing. But the Gemara says no, because there's a chumrah that the Erev of Nida has that you don't find by the other Arayas. Smile in Nida, Shekim and Tamez Bayala. If someone's born in Nida, not only did he do an Aveira, but he also becomes Tame. Right? Just like a Nida's Tame, a Boyal Nida has the same Tumah as Tumas Nida. So you see that the Erev of Nida has a Chumrah that not only is there Isser, not only is there Karis, but it's also Metama. It's Metama Bayala. So maybe all the other Arayas, you can learn from this. Where it says, Alasim Eshesach. You can learn it from Eshesach. What does it say by Eshesach? So it says, V'isha sheyikach es Eshes achiv, nidohi, ervas achiv gilo, aririm yeo. Sfeik de Gemara. The pasuk refers to an Eshesach as a nido? V'chi Eshes ach nidohi? Is an Eshesach a nido? Meaning, could be she's a nido, but could be she's not a nido. So why would the pasuk refer to an Eshesach as a nido? El, look, a nido. The pasuk means to say that every Eshesach is like a nido. How so man nido ba'ra? Just like nido, ha'ra is considered to be a af Eshesach ba'ra. So no two Eshesach is going to be ba'ra as well. Oh, So we have a riboy then Eishesach. There's also a halacha vara. Oh, once I know Eishesach, I could learn Shara Arayis from Eishesach. Right, I can't learn Shara Arayis from Nida, because Nida has a chumritz metabon boyala. But I can learn it from Eishesach. Now, where does it say a rabbi Eishesach? Nowhere. But it says Eishesach is like a Nida. And I know by Nida, there's something called Hara. So too, Eishesach to be Hara as well. But the Gemara says, I can't learn from Eishesach either. Why? Because Mal Eishesach, she came be Yodoy l'rabos. The boy mekadesh va'ozel ki alpha. Eishesach also has a chumra. The chumra of Eishesach is that it's biyodoy of this person's brother to make many women usher to him. It's biyodoy for him to be marbi isurim. Right, what's an Eishesach? Someone has a brother, and this brother is married to someone. So this woman is an Eishesach. She's usher to him forever. Right? Unless there's an afila liyibum, she's always going to be usher to him. Now, this brother has the ability to make many, many women usher to him. How so? By just marrying a bunch of women. In fact, the Gemara says, he can marry 1,000 women. It's an interesting lashon Gemara. But this is something that, in essence, if he wanted to do, he could do. So that's a chumra Eishesach. So, l'chura, you shouldn't be able to learn harof from Eishesach. I can't learn from Nido, because Nido is matam abayil. I can't learn from Eishesach either, because it's biyadei l'rabbi. So the Gemara says, Allah asim me'achesav achesim. There's a third makar you can learn it from. You can learn it from the erva of achesav, that's a person's father's sister. Achesim, that's a person's mother's sister. What does it say by those arayas? So again, the pasuk says, the ervas achois imcha, the achois avicha, lois sigale, ki she'eroi he'era, avoinam yisal. So here it says, mefurish, he'era, we're talking about achois imcha and achois avicha, saluchura. You see from there that achesav, achesim also has arah, so I'll learn it from this. But the Gemara says, I can't learn it from achesav and achesim either, because mal achesav, achesim, shekein isra haba me'elav. Those ervas are isra haba me'elav. Right? Nothing had to happen in order for this erva to go into effect. Right? What's the erva? Person's father has a sister. Person's mother has a sister. There was no marriage that had to take place. Right? Nothing had to happen in order for this erva to go into effect. And as a result, that also has a chumra. So I can't learn it from there either. So the Gemara just found three potential sources how I would know that hara is considered a bia when it comes to harayas. First one was from Nita, second one was from Eishesach, and the third one is from Achesav and Achesim. And the Gemara said each one of them is problematic. I can't learn from either one. Can't learn from Nita. Nita has a chumra, it's matama boila. I can't learn from Eishesach because Eishesach has a chumra, because it's biyadei the rabbis. And I can't learn from Achesav and Achesim because these are things that come memela. And as a result, I would not be able to learn all the arayas from these three. So the Gemara, I hear. So I can't learn from all. I can't learn from anyone individually. Maybe we can make a tzad ashava. Maybe I can learn from two of them together, or maybe from all three together, and then we'll be able to figure it out. Hey, Tase, which ones do you want to learn from? Tase, Eishesach, v'achesav, v'achesim. Do you want to learn from a tzad ashava from Eishesach and v'achesim? Meaning, you'll say, Mala Eishesach, shekein biyodoy, achesav, v'achesim, teichiach. Mala achesav, v'achesim, shekein memela, Eishesach, teichiach. Eishesach comes out of the Kedushin, right? So it sounds like I can learn from the tzad ashava. And each one of the pirkas that we mentioned earlier will not be a problem because each, the other one will be a teichiach, and as a result, based on the tzad hashav, I should be able to learn it. But the Gemara says, even the two together is a problem, because malahanoch, the two together, shekein isurim mishum she'er. At the end of the day, eishes ach and achos of and achosim are two arayas that are based on your relationship from a kurva perspective. So eishes ach is, you have a brother, your brother's married. Achis of Achisem is you have a father, you have a mother, they have sisters. So it's based on the kurva. It's based on the your yichus. It's based on your relationship. If that's the case, I should and could learn out other arayas that are kurva related, but any erva that's not kurva related, that I would not be able to learn out. Now, which erva is not related to kurva? The kurva, they're all related to kurva, right? They're either your relatives or your wife's relatives. So you would think it's always based on kurva. So Rashi says there's one erva that's not kurva related, and that is Eishesesh. And if that's the case, you're right. I'd be able to learn out all the arayas from here. I wouldn't be able to learn Eishesesh. Incidentally, there's one other erva that's not kurva related. That's Nida. But Nida we have a makar for anyway. So we don't need to find a makar to teach me that a hara is by Nida. But the point is that if we're going to have this svara, this dichui of she'er, so you're right. I'd be able to learn out all the arayas, but I wouldn't be able to learn that Eishesish. So the Gemara says, Alatesi mi Nida, v'achesav, v'achesim. Oh, let's learn it from Nida, and achesav, and achesim. You're going to say, Mal Nida shekein metam boyalo, achesav, v'achesim toichiach. You're going to say, Mal achesav, v'achesim, shekein, bab memelo, then Nida toichiach. The Gemara says, no, that doesn't work, because I'm getting Just why? Because Malahanach can Isra Bameyelo. Because Nid is also an Isra Bameyelo. So that's not going to work. Ella Tesim Nid of Eshazach. So maybe we can learn it from Nida and Eshazach. You're going to say Malah Nido. It's mitama bayala ishesach toichiach. Mala ishesach she came biyodoi to be moisef erva nida toichiach. And there's no tzad hashava than nida and ishesach etz. Ishesach is mishum she'er. Nida is not mishum she'er. Oh, very good. That's how I learn ishesach. The my parcha is because over here already you don't have a pircha, and if you don't have a pircha, so luchu you'd be able to learn it out from this. So Gemara says, oh, gevaldik. You want to know how I know all that? Right? I learned it from a. Mahatzad between Nida and Eshesach. But the Gemara says, Maskel, Rav Acha ben Ravika, Rav Acha ben Ravika asks, I have a pircha on the Mahatzad as well. Because Mahatzad and Nida and Eshesach, Shekin Eilem Heter B'chayei Oisron. Nida and Eshesach are unique, that there's no heter to the Nida, and there's no heter Eshesach, as long as the Oisr is alive. So what's the Oisr by the Nida? It's the Dam Nida. What's the Oisr by Eshesach? It's the brother. As long as there's Dam Nida, this woman will always be awesome. As long as the brother's alive, this woman is his wife is always going to be Aser. Right? The only way it's possible for an Eshesach to be Mut is if he dies, leaves over no children. But as long as he's alive, this woman is always going to be Aser. So Toyma Eshesish, here the Gemara speaks out Mefurish that what we're trying to find is the Makarta Eshesish. Shekin Yesh Lehet B'chai Yoisra, which he does have a Het B'chai Yoisra. What's the Het there? Eshesish B'chai Yoisra. He gives her a get. So he's alive, it's B'chai Yoisra. Over there, there's going to be a Het there. Amalei Rabachim Yedifti L'Ravino. Rabachim Yedifti told Ravino. So again, this sounds like a good pircha on the Mahatzad. And really, the Gemara, based on this, should be able to go weiter. But Rav Acha Midifti told Ravina, I have a little bit of a nitpick on the way the Gemara presented the Mahatzad. How so? Otu nidav eishasach b'chai oisam hu de'inlam heter, aval acha mikan yesh lehem heter. Right, the Gemara is making it sound like that the fact that Nida doesn't have a heter b'chai oisram is only b'chai oisram. I mean, as long as there's dam, then there would never be a heter. But it could be once there's no dam anymore, at that point, it's going to be mutter. And the same is true for Eshesach. Eshesach b'chai oisram, as long as the brother's alive, that's when there's no heter. But once the brother dies, then it's going to be mutter. And the Gemara says it's not true, because a Nida, even when she's not seeing dam anymore, will still be tummy, right? Nida can be tummy 7 days, right? All the different halachas and Nida. But the bottom line is, even when she's not seeing dam anymore, she's still going to be aser. And the same is true for Neshesach. Even after the brother dies, if he dies and he leaves over children, so the halachas, even though he's not alive anymore, still there's not going to be a heter. So again, it's just a ha'ara on the lashon of the Mahatzad. You're seemingly saying that b'chai oisram, there's no heter, but la'achar, oh, then already it's mutter. It's not true. Even la'achar, even when the dam's not there anymore, even if the brother dies, still it's going to be a problem, right? How so? The Gemara speaks it out because Nida b'yoyim talia milsa, Nida is talia and yoyimi, and Eshesach is bebanim talia milsa. Eshesach, even if he dies, unless he left over no children, the Isra Eshesach is still going to be there. So the Gemara says, "Ela paruchachi." I hear the ha'ara. The Gemara didn't like the way we phrased the pircha on the Mahatzad, so let's tweak the pircha a little bit differently. Let's say it as follows. Malin, nida b'eshesach, nida neshesach, shekein oisron matiron. Over there, the oiser itself has Shekein ain oiser matirim. The oiser doesn't have ability to be matir. Meaning, dam nida is an oiser, dam nida will never be matir. Ish nesach, the brother is oiser this woman when he marries her. The brother will never have the ability to be matir. Taimi b'eshesish, oiser matiro, as opposed to eshesish, where the oiser, the man that married this woman, who made this woman into an eshesish, he himself can give her a get and he could be matir her. So the bottom line is, the Gemara says, you can't learn hara b'shar arayis directly from nida. Why not? Because Nida has a chumrah, it's metama bayala. You can't learn it from Eshesach because your brother, who's the one that made this woman aser, has the ability to make even more women aser. And as a result, that's a chumrah. You can't learn it from Achisav and Achisayim because that's an issa, that's bama melo. You also can't learn it from any one of the two together or even of the three together. So the bottom line is, what we're left with is, I know hara by Nida, I know by Eshesach, I know by Achisav and Achisayim. The Mishnah says it's true by all the arayas. I don't have a makar where it should be true for all the arayas. So the Gemara says, Elo Amar Rav Yoyna. So Rav Yoyna said, Itaim Rav Hunan Ben Rav Yeshua. As some say, it was Rav Hunan Ben Rav Yeshua that said, Am Makar, it's learned from the following pasuk. It says, Ki es kol asher yasa mikol atoyeva yisoeva, v'nichrisu hanefashois ha'oisois. And we learn from here, Hukshu kol arayas kulam l'nida. So this pasuk is in the parasha of Nida. And it says, V'nichrisu kol asher yasa. All the toyevos, meaning all the different arayas, and we learn man nida b'arah just like nidas b'har Ra, it says before in the Torah, Hara by Nida, Af Kol Ara, so too, by all Arayos, Hara in of itself is going to be enough. This is what's known as the Akesha de Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina's Akesha, Rabbi Yoina said that all the Arayos are Hukshula Adadi. And therefore, once I know Halacha by one Arava, chances are it's going to be true by all the Arayos as well. I know the Halacha of Hara by Nida, and therefore the Halacha of Hara is going to be true with regards to all the other Arayos. Just do a little bit more Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ve'le Nida the Chsivik Abbe Esha Zach. So if that's the case, meaning, if the Makar Tara is learned out from Nida, so why did the Torah have to write the word Nida by Esh Hazach? If you recall, the Gemara said that Esh Hazach was one of the Makaris to the Halach of Hara. Truth is, it doesn't say Hara anywhere by Esh Hazach. What it says is, V'isha she'ikach has Esh Hazachiv Nidohi. And the Gemara's question was, Esh Hazach's not a Nida? Maybe, but maybe not. So why would the Torah refer to an Esh Hazach as a Nida? To teach me that an Esh Hazach is like a Nida. Just like a Nida Hara, so too Esh Hazach is Hara. Or befreak the Gemara, that if you're going to tell me that I know all Arayas have Hara from the Hekish, so the same Hekish that teaches me Hara for Shara Arayas would teach it to me for Esh Hazach. So why then did the Torah tell me an Esh Hazach is a Nida? Not to teach me Hara, because I know Hara anyways. So the Gemara says, look, Rav Huna, it's coming to teach me Rav Huna's Halach. I'm Rav Huna said, Remez, what's the remez in the Torah to the mitzvah of Yivam? Afraid the Gemara Minayin? Rav Huna is looking for a remez to the mitzvah of Yivam. Like, Yivam Yavayalah. It's a parasha shlema. It's a whole mesecht in Shas. So, what do you mean remez? The Gemara says, the remez Yivam Shas Surah B'chaye Bailo Minayin. How do you know that Yivam is Aser B'chaye Bailo? Meaning, how do you know that if someone's brother was married and then he divorced his wife, that loch is, she's going to be awesome. I mean, the only time she's mut is if he dies and leaves over no children. But in any other scenario, she's going to be awesome. So the Gemara says, I svaro here. What do you mean? I know that misvaro. Again, I don't need a remes for that. Because Midam Rahman Alacham, he says, by Lashayu, from the fact that the Torah said that if the man dies and he leaves over no children, then the Yivam is going to be mut. So you see from here that as long as he's alive, she's going to be awesome. Mar says, no, that's not a rayu. Because Vidum Alacham, he says, by the mitzvah, the chayu by the rishos. It's true. You see that if the brother dies, leaves over no children, then there's a mitzvah. And that clearly implies that in no other scenario would there ever be a mitzvah. But maybe if he divorced his wife even, and maybe if he had no children, maybe that loch is at the very least it would be a rishos. So what's the remnants? Where do you see in the Torah that there's an isser? And again, don't tell me I know it from Yibum, because all I see from Yibum is that the only time there's a mitzvah is if he dies and leaves over no children. But I don't see that there's an isser in any other scenario, inami. Another dichoy, another reason you can't learn it from Yibum, is because lacham isis baila in, p'chai baila loy, v'laba ba michal asay asay. It's true, maybe you can learn from the mitzvah of Yibum that there would be an isser to go ahead to marry Eshes Ach if the brother's alive. You would learn that it's Aser for sure, maybe. But what kind of Iser? An Iser Aseh. Because the Torah never said, thou shall not. All it said was, Ki Yesh V'achem Yachtav, V'meis Achad Mehem U'beinim, Lo Yivam Yavar Yaleh. Okay, so Michlal Daseh, I can learn an Iser. That's what's known as a Lava Ba Michlal Aseh, which is an Iser Aseh. But I don't know Lois Aseh, I don't know better. I don't know Karis, right? So how do you know it's a real fire to get erva? So the Gemara says, on my cross, learned that from this pasuk. It says, V'isha she'ikach es eshes achiv nidohi. V'chi eshes achiv nidohi. Elo, what does it mean? It means, kin nido. Ma nidafu b'sheyesh lahet alacha mikan. B'shnas isura. Because just like a nido, even though the nido will be mutter, because this woman won't be a nido forever, so at some point she'll be mutter. But afal pekin doesn't impact her status while she is a nido. B'shas yisura, she's also now she also she's also b'sakaris. Afal shesach nami, so to an eshesach. Afal b'sheyesh lahet la'achamikan, even though she's going to be mutter la'achamikan, aber b'chayi baila. As long as her husband's alive, b'karis. There's going to be a karis, and that's why the Torah wrote the word nid in the parashah of Esh Hazach, not to teach me the halacha of Hara, because the halacha of Hara I know anyways from the Akeisha de Rabbi Yoina. The same way I know all the other arayas are b'hara, I know this erev is also b'hara. So why then did the Torah tell me that an Esh Hazach is like a nida to teach me a different halacha, to teach me halacha that we know that we've taken for granted, was so pashat throughout the entire Yevamis, and that is that in the event that a person has a brother, his brother was married, and then he divorces his wife, not only is she awesome to him, but there's an erva, it's a regular Israel Shazach. I know that from where? I know that from the fact that the Torah wrote the word Nida in the parasha of Esh Hazach. So as it relates to Raid for today's daf, one ha'ara, and that is, the Perek began, Habal Yevimtoi, Bein B'Shoigig, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Oynes, Bein Beratzen. The Gemara explained what Oynes is. Ratzon was obvious. Rashi was Mefarish Shogig Meisid. But Hayotze from the first halacha of the Perek is that if somebody would be Ba Al Yevimtoi, Afilu Ba Oynes, the halacha is that the Yibum would be Chal. That's true for the Yavam, and it's true for the Yavam as well. Rabbi Chiya said it very clearly. Afilu Shneim Anusim. Even if they were both Anusim, the halacha is it's going to be Chal. The truth is, this is a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush because it's obvious that it's a Chiddush. But it's also a Chiddush because you find that by Chalitza, the halacha is very different. We've discussed this in the raid. The Gemara says, on Dav Kuv Vav Amir Aleph, it was Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is, Ani Shoyna, Bein Shen Eschavin Hu, Veloin Eschavne Hi. Bein Shen Eschavne Hi, Veloin Eschavin Hu, Chalitza Sa Psula, Anche Eschavnu Shneim Ke'echa. Rabbi Yochanan holds that in the event that the Yavam and the Yavama chose to do Chalitza, not Yibum, the halacha is, the only time the Chalitza would be Chal, is if both the Yavam and the Yavama had in mind they were mechavin b'shas chalitza. However, if the chalitza was done shalei midas, whether it was shalei midas the chayvetz or shalei midas the chalitza, the halach is, it would be a problem. Again, it's not going to be good chalitza so psula ad sheyischavnu shneim ke'echad. That shit is Rabbi Yochanan. So when it comes to yibum, haba yivim tei ba'oynes, the halach is going to be koina. But when it comes to chalitza, the halach is ad sheyischavnu shneim. And of course, the fact that Abba Yevim Tei Ba'inus is kind is learned that from a pasuk. Yevama Yavayala, the Gemara brought two brises, we know that. But the question is in the Geder Advarim. Why isn't it that Yibum is kind of Afilu Ba'inus, yet Chalitza is not kind of Ba'inus? And I think the Teretz is pashut. It's a Tayyus Tekash. Why? Because we know one of the most basic Yisoidas of Yibum is that when the Yavam is Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum, before he does anything, there's already a Kesher Ishus that exists between the Yavam and the Yavama. It's what's known as Zika. And as we've mentioned throughout part one of Masechtas Yavamas, that even though there's Machlokes in the Gemara, whether Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, that kept on appearing, mamish, until the last half of Perek Rabbah Gamliel. But at the same time, everyone agrees that there is a Zika Midai Raisa. The Machlokes Yesh Zika, Ein Zika, just is how far you're supposed to take Zika. What kind of halachas did the Rabbanan impose based on the Kesher Zika that exists between the Yavam and the Yavama? Oh, but Asidah, Metzius, and Achevzef and Zika, Ben Yavam, the Yavama, that's Yavamis 101. The Rambam mentions it in the very first halacha of Hilchas Yibum Chalitza. Literally, chapter 1, verse 1. Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph. The Rambam says that even though the mit, ordinarily, in order to create ishos between Yavam and Yavama, you would have to do chuppah, you would have to do kedushin. But when it comes to Yibum, a bia ba'alm is going to be enough. And Zok the Rambam, why? Because be'etzem isha hiknu le'min ha'shamayim. You don't have to do more. Because really, as soon as the Yavam meets the Yavama, they already have a kesher ishos between the two of them. What we know as Zika. And that's something that's true midai raisa. That's why there's an isi Yavama l'shuk, lo'isiyah isha sameis ha'chutza l'shzar. That's why Chazal viewed chalutza as a grusha, because it's not just a mitzvah. What it's doing is it's being menatic. It's knocking out the kesher, the Zika that exists between the Yavam and the Yavama. But this is pasha. This is something we know very, very well. But the point is that when it comes to every Yibam, be'etzen is a kesher ishos. All you need to do is you need to be goymer the ishos. Yeah. To be mashlim the ishos, a yesh loyma, that to be goyim the ishos and to be mashlim the ishos, it's enough that it's a bia ba'alma, that's pashit, but also it could be it's enough that the bia happens even if it was done shalei midas. Of course, it's a chiddush, and of course, it's based on a drasha. It's exeris hakasav. But being that you've already done, most of it is already there. So just like you have all these other chedushim, so you'll have this chedush as well. But chalitza is working the other way. Chalitza is knocking out the kesher rishos. For chalitza, it's pasha, you would have to have das. Chalitza doesn't have the maila that you just going and leveraging what already exists. Chalitza, you're creating this entire maisa and kinyan that's going to now terminate the issues that exist between the Yavam and the Yavam. That's the Pashup Shat. Of course it's a Chiddush, and of course it's based on Xeris HaGazav. But I would just put this on the ledger of Chiddushim that you find in Yavamis that's based on this premise, this Hanacha, that is this Azika that exists between the Yavam and the Yavama. And just like the Rambam says, you can have an issues that's Chal Ayidei Biyah Ba'alma. Maybe we can take it one step further, it's shayich to have an ishus that will be chal ayidei bia, even if it's done shalei b'kavana, even if it was done ba'ainus, even on kala teira kula ulenayir le sasada ba'ainus rachmana patra. Usually, if you do something ba'ainus, it's going to have absolutely no bearing whatsoever. But the emes is another har. And this is the Michas Chinuch's Kasha in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Tzadik Ches, by the Mitzvah of Yibun. And that is, we know there's machlokes throughout Shas, whether Mitzvah is Tzriches Kavana, or Mitzvah is Ain't Tzriches Kavana. It's one of the biggest machlokes in Shas. Mitzvah is Tzriches Kavana, Mitzvah is Ain't Tzriches Kavana. What's the machlokes? If someone does a Mitzvah, but at the time that he did the Mitzvah, he didn't have in mind, he wasn't Mechavin that he's doing a L'shem Mitzvah. Is Yoitze the Mitzvah, is not Yoitze the Mitzvah? The man that holds Mitzvah, Sriches Kavana, holds no. It's not enough that you do the Maisa Mitzvah. You also have to have Kavana at the time that you're doing the Mitzvah, that you're being Mechavim L'Shem Mitzvah. The man that holds Mitzvahs, ain't Sriches Kavana holds, as long as you did the Maisa Mitzvah, even if you didn't have Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah, that in and of itself is Gidbi enough. Freak Mechas Chinuch, according to the man that holds Mitzvahs, Sriches Kavana, this is a Machlikis Amayuroin. According to the Amayuroin, that whole Mitzvah, Sriches Kavana, how do you understand? The Mishnah in the beginning of Perak, Abba Yevimtoi. The Mishnah says, Abba Yevimtoi, Bein B'Shoigig, Bein B'Mezit, Bein B'Oinis, Bein B'Ratzin, that Lach is Yigit B'Koin. What does Shoigig mean? Kasavar Shehi Ishtoi, or Isha Acheres. Did he have Kavana to do a Mitzvah? No. He thought she was his wife. He thought she was an Isha Acheres, not a Yevama. Bein B'Mezit. What does that mean? Zok Rashi. L'shem's Nus, V'loi L'shom Mitzvah. Rashi is very clear. He did not have in mind L'shom Mitzvah. So obviously he didn't have in mind L'shom Mitzvah. And Bein B'Oinus. B'Oinus, certainly, he was forced into it. He had no das at all. So L'chura, Freitem, Mechas Chinuch, L'manda Omar Mitzvah, Sriches Kavana. How do you understand this Mishnah? And it can't be there's a Mishnah that says Mitzvah, Sriches Kavana. Because then it couldn't be a machlokes amayirayim, because there's no amayir that can go and connect a mishnah. So, frek the mechas chinuch a gevaldige kasha. Habal yevimtoi bein b'shoyge bein b'meze bein ba'oynes bein b'rotzen is koina. L'churi l'mando amar mitzvah sriches kavana. How are you going to be koina? And the mechas chinuch says a very geshmaka chiddush v'ruuyin hadvarim l'misha amram. And that is says the mechas chinuch that yesh lemer enachinami. The Mishnah never said that Abba Yevimtoi b'shoyge b'meze ba'oynes b'rotzen yemekayin the mitzvah. All the Mishnah says is that you were koina. Could be. We can bifurcate the kinyan of the Yibum versus the mitzvah of the Yibum. And enachinami, l'man d'ama mitzvah sriches kavana, you won't be mekayim the mitzvah. Now, l'man d'ama mitzvah ain't sriches kavana, you will be mekayim the mitzvah. But that's nothing to do with the halacha of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah never said you were mekayim the mitzvah. All the Mishnah says is that you're kind. But enachinami, it could be that as it relates to the actual kiyum mitzvah, zok de michas chinuch, l'man d'ama mitzvah sriches kavana, if you are bar, you vimte b'shoyge b'meze b'aynes b'ratzen, talach is enochinami. Talach is, you taku won't be mekayim the mitzvah. Aye, the Mishnah says kona. Yeah, the Mishnah says kona. But the Mishnah never said you mekayim. And then the Michas Chinuch says another chiddush. Michas Chinuch doubles down on this chiddush. Chiddush al gabe chiddush, ben benoish al gabe chiddush. Says the Michas Chinuch, I want to say that it could be if somebody would be bar, you vimte b'shoyge b'meze b'aynes, where lemanda on our mitzvah sriches kavana, you would not be mekayim the mitzvah. Kinyan, yeah. Oh, but kinyan mitzvah, no. There would be a mitzvah for this yavam to now do a bia shnia to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's what Michas Chinuch says. He says, because at the end of the day, he still has a mitzvah. A mitzvah of yavam or yavam yavam. And the mitzvah is bia l'shom mitzvah. This person was not mekayim the mitzvah. I did a bia, but mitzvah sriches kavana. So he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is still outstanding. So therefore, there's a mitzvah for him to go ahead and do the mitzvah to be a shnir. Now, why is this such a big chiddush? Because you would think that once he was already koina the yavama, there's no zika anymore. Yavamas is done. It's over. I didn't do the mitzvah. Fafalim, uvis, that's ain't yuchal iskoim. The chasar la yuchal imanois. The mishnah in chagiga. It is what it is. Just another example of that. I don't think so. I think that even though the Yavam was kind of the Yavam, and even though there's no Zik anymore, that's Pashit. Ein achar bia klum, like we saw in Perek Rabbi Gamliel. But at the same time, being that he has a mitzvah to do a bia, and he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, because mitzvah sriches kavana, there'd be a mitzvah for him to go do a bia shnia. He writes, does the Michas Chinuch, that this is a major svara, and he didn't work it out properly enough. Abul Chur and Nira is up to Michas Chinuch. He says, Bekura Bechina, he didn't go through it. But Lamaisa, this was the hergish of the Michas Chinuch, which is good enough for us. And the bottom line is, says the Michas Chinuch, that Lani is daitai. Number one, Enechinami, the man dama mitzvah sriches kavana, it could be in our Mishnah, Yitaka won't be kaina. You'll be kind of, you won't be mekayim the mitzvah. And number two, even a bigger chiddush, that it could be after you were kind of, there would be a mitzvah to go ahead and do a bia shnia. Ad kan Dvarav Hakdoshim, Shalamichas Chinuch, a mitzvah Tavkuv Tzadikas. But I just want to be Ma'ir one Ha'ara, maybe. And this is based on Ray that we've spoken about in the past, the Ein Beis Medrash B'loy Chiddush. And that is with regards to the Iker Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, which is Habal Yevimtoi Bein B'Shoigik Bein B'Mezid Bein B'Oynis is Koino L'Churi L'Manda Amar Mitzvah Sriches Kavani. You weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah, and if you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah, why would you be Koino? Again, Minchas Chinuch's Teretz is Mishnah never said you Mekayim the Mitzvah. All the Mishnah said is that you were Koino. But Yesh Loimar one Svara, and that is Tiyodua. The Rambam Shita in his Yad Chazaka is Mitzvah Sriches Kavani. The Rambam paskins mitzvah sriches kavana. So, for example, the Rambam says if somebody hears tkiyah shofar, he's walking by a shul, he didn't have a mind to be mekayim the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, the halachas is not yoitza. The Rambam shnita is mitzvah sriches kavana, and that's why the mechaber in Hilchas Kriya Shema, who always follows the psak of the Rambam, so the mechaber says mitzvah sriches kavana. Then he says yeshayim mitzvah ein sriches kavana, vadvar matikin vein kama koyim laharach. But that is the Rambam shnita. The Rambam shnita is mitzvah sriches kavana. Stating that, the Rambam says in Hilchas Chametz Matzah that kafay va'achal matzah is Yatzah. That if somebody put a gun to someone's head and he forced him to eat matzah and he ate it, the halach is he's going to be Yatzah. And all the Rishonim, Uberoshim the Ran, in the Chedush Ran, in the end of the third parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, asks on the Rambam. So steer us a Rambam. The Rambam paskins mitzvah sriches kavanah. You have to have kavanah when you do a mitzvah. Yet the Rambam says that if somebody would be forced to eat matzah, that halach is he'd be Yatzah. If mitzvah sriches kavanah, if you were forced to do it, obviously didn't have kavanah, l'shem mitzvah. If you didn't have kavanah, l'shem mitzvah, how could he be Yatzah? This is the Ran's kasha that he asked on the Rambam. Reb Chaim, and this is in Stenslach, says, to say pshat in the Rambam, and really, Reb Chaim was learning it up in the Ran himself. The Ran says the Teretz to explain the Rambam, and Reb Chaim gave us the Havana and the Hasbara and what the Ran really meant to say. And said Reb Chaim, Shana the Rambam is as follows. The Rambam holds mitzvah sriches kavana. But what's the gedda? What's the lumdus of mitzvah sriches kavana? So Reb Chaim said very profoundly that the yisoid of mitzvah sriches kavana is, we know that if someone does a maisa, but he's a mesasek at the time that he's doing the maisa, does hasnish getan the maisa. So for example, when we talk about Chil Shabbos, right, if someone's mechal Shabbos b'meizid, one halacha. If he's mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, it's another halacha. What if somebody was mechal Shabbos, but when he was mechal Shabbos, he didn't even realize or didn't even intend to do a maisa of Chil Shabbos? So Chil Shabbos b'meizid is a person knows the Shabbos, he doesn't care, he's zireya, he's planting in his field. Okay. What's Chil Shabbos b'shoigig? A person's planting in his backyard, but he either doesn't know that zireya is one of Lamites Malachis, or he doesn't have a Shabbos, he thinks it's Sunday. Okay, so he did an Aveira. He knows what he's doing. He did what he knows. But there was an element of Haloma. There was an element of Shkaga. Either he didn't chapter what he's doing is an Aveira, or he knew it was an Aveira, but he didn't chapter it. It's Aser today because he got the day wrong. Mesasek is where a person is standing outside. Something falls out of his hand. A seed that lands in the ground. Oh, he was Zireya. That's not Zireya. Because he never even intended to put seeds in the ground. Or if somebody bends down to pick something off the ground, and in his mind he's picking up food that fell, he grabs onto a flower and he rips it out of the ground. So that person is a mesasek. Why is he a shaykh? No. Shaykh is you knew you were pulling something out of the ground. You just thought you were allowed to pull something out of the ground. Why? Because either it's not a malach or because it's Sunday today. But over here, this person didn't even intend to pull something out of the ground. He just thought he was picking something off the ground. He never thought he was pulling something out of the ground. That's what's known as mesasek. A mezid needs a kapara. A shoygeg needs a kapara. Mesasek talach is potter. Sokter b'chayim. What's a mitzvah? A mitzvah is time to do a maisa ba'alma. A mitzvah is a chefzef and a maisa mitzvah. So b'chayim said that if a person would have in mind to do a maisa mitzvah, but he wasn't mechaben l'shem mitzvah, klape the mitzvah, he's considered a mesasek. You know, how is he a mesasek? He knew exactly what he was doing. He had in mind to listen to the tkiyah shofar, but in his mind, he was just being mechaben l'shem shir. He just thought the sounds of the shofar were so haunting and they were inspiring him, but he wasn't being mechaben l'shem the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. That's true. You had in mind to listen, and the mitzvah is to listen. But you didn't have in mind to listen l'shem mitzvah. And a maisa mitzvah is an andere chatzah. So having in mind to listen or but not listen l'shem mitzvah is like having in mind to pick something off the ground but not rip something out of the ground. And it's considered a mesasek ba'alma and mesasek talach is a problem. So said Reb Chaim, the man d'amah that holds mitzvah sriches kavana holds that's not stam, or you have to have kavana when you're doing a mitzvah. It's not what it's about. It's much deeper than that. If you don't have kavana to do a l'shem mitzvah, then you're a misasik ba'al maklapi the mitzvah. And misasik taloch is always going to be part there. Zok Reb Chaim, lefize yesh loimar, that the Rambam held. That we know if someone's misasik b'isurim, not just in Shabbos, b'isurim daloch is he's going to be part of. But there's two exceptions to the rule. Misasik b'chalovim v'arayas. In those two cases, daloch is that if somebody's misasik, he's going to be chayiv. I use a misasik. So the Gemara says she came nana. It's a Gemara Krisus Yutes and other places. That if, because at the end of the day, what's achil all about? It's hana. What's beer? It's hana. So being that this person had hana, even though it came out of the misasik, the halacha is he's going to be chayiv. And whatever the lum this is, but that's the halacha. Misasik b'chalov and b'arayis is chayiv. So Reb Chaim said that you see, when it comes to iser achila, there's no p'tor misasik. The fize yesh loimar. When it comes to mitzvah sachilo, this is also going to be no p'tor misasik. That's p'shat in the Rambam. The Rambam holds mitzvah shrichas kavana. Oh, but the lumdis of mitzvah shrichas kavana is that when a person does a mitzvah shalei b'kavana, he's a misasik ba'alma. And that's why I take keil ishir that loch is lo yotza. Because mitzvah shrichas kavana. But when it comes to kafei v'achol natsa, now you're dealing with a mitzvah sachilo. If you're dealing with a mitzvah sachilo, oh, mitzvah sachilo? Mitzvah sachilo does is showing misasik b'chalovim. Misasik b'chalovim is chayiv. And if that's the case, if I ate l'shem mitzvah, even if I did it misasik, daloch is misasik b'achilu you enene. And therefore, said Reb Chaim, the Rambam holds that even though it's true that mitzvah srichas kavana, but it's only because you're a misasik. So when it comes to achila, kafay v'achal, the chilek between the Rambam and Hilchas Rosh Hashanah and the Rambam in Hilchas Chometz Matzah is that the Rambam in Rosh Hashanah Hilchas Shofar is dealing with Kiyas Shofar where Misasek is Nishkai Maisa. But in Hilchas Chometz Matzah there it's Achila, and because Achila over there it's going to be different. We've mentioned a few times in the past that the Bir Halacha says that just like the Rambam Shita is, and it's also the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, that if someone's kafay v'achal matzah, the halacha is going to be yotza. The same would be true if Beleil Sukkos, the first night of Sukkos, with his Xerah Shavah, Tesvav, Yid has a chiv tira kizayis of lechem inside the Sukkah, if a person would be kafay v'achal that kizayis, the halacha would be yotza as well. Meaning, even though the Shulchan Aruch really paskins mitzvah shrichas kavana, but at the same time, kafay v'achal matzah, yotza, the same will be true b'achilas Tesvav. So Reb Chaim stencils, they bring the Reb Chaim said that I disagree with the Chiddush of the Chafetz Chaim. I dingzich with this Bir Halacha. He said, why? He said, because the Yisoid of the Rambam is not just that it's an Achila Ba'alma. The Yisoid of the Rambam is that with the mitzvah is Achila, so over there, there's no Halacha Mesasik. He said, by Matzah, the Cheftz of the mitzvah is Achila. So if the Cheftz of the mitzvah is Achila, so over there, Mesasik Bechalov, and the Halacha is going to be Chayiv. But said Reb Chaim, by Sukkah, the Cheftz of the mitzvah is what? Yeshiva Sukkah. It's Besukkah stage for Shiva Ziyaman. Rather, the way you're mekayim to besukas teish with shivas yomim with the gzeres shavat tezvav is al yedei achiva. But the kiyum mitzvah is nisht achiva. The kiyum mitzvah is besukas teish with yeshiva sukkah. And for yeshiva sukkah, there's no riboy of mesasik is chayiv. And therefore, you're going to be a regular mesasik. You're going to be potter again. Dvarim atik and reid that we've spoken about several times. But lefize yesh loimar maybe a davar chadash, and that is that just like Reb Chaim said in the shitas Rambam, that even though the Rambam paskins mitzvahs tzriches kavan, but at the same time kafay v'achal matzah yotza. Why? Because the whole yisoid of why mitzvahs tzriches kavan is based on the halacha mesasik, and when it comes to achiv mesasik b'chalovim schayev. So therefore, if somebody would eat mitzvah the mesasik, it's possible you would be mekayim the mitzvah. Is yesh loy ma'yibam is the same way. You know why? Because just like Misasik b'chalovim is chayiv, Misasik b'arayis is also chayiv. And it's for the same reason. Shekein ne'ne. So if that's the case, just like if somebody would be Misasik b'gili arayis, the halach is that he would be chayiv, then l'chayr is so too. If somebody would be Misasik in the midst of Yibum, he should also be chayiv. How can you be mekayim the mitzvah? How can you be mekayim the mitzvah? The teretz is, it's true mitzvah srichas kavana, but at the same time, this is a geder of mesasik b'arayis. And if it's a geder of mesasik b'arayis, over here you're going to be chayim. The truth is, I think it's a geshmak teretz, but it's totally in a few different things. I'll just mention one. And that is, we spoke earlier in the Masechta about what is the mitzvah of Yibum. Is the mitzvah of Yibum the Bia? Is the mitzvah of Yibum the Kinyan Yishus? If the mitzvah of Yibum is the Bia, so it comes out the mitzvah of Yibum is the actual Bia. It's the Maisa Shel Hana. Al Zen Nemar Misasik Barayas is going to be Chayiv. However, if the mitzvah is the Kinyan Ishus, so then it comes out the Bia is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is actually the Ishus. If that's the case, this is like Rab Chaim's Achilas Tezvav Tezvav Bilel Sukkah. Where Enachinami, you Mekayim the mitzvah al Yedei Maisa Shel Hana. Oh, but the Gufa mitzvah is not the Hana. The Gufa mitzvah is the actual Kinyan. On Kinyan, you don't have a Ribuya Misasik. It's like Reb Chaim's Achilas Tezvav, which true you ate. Oh, but that's not the mitzvah. It's not the Achilah. The mitzvah is Yeshiva Sukkah. It's true I did it all your day in Achilah. There's a Fizel, a Churid, be Tolian, that Shail. Again, it's Tolian other things as well. As Hashem, maybe we'll get back to this.